Welcome back.
Guys, we gotta talk.
Guys.
I'm not even gonna say something happened over the weekend because we all, the world knows what happened. The day.
And listen, we might be the last ones to talk about it, but we are gonna be the best ones to talk about it, okay?
What's the presidential thing? Like a day lived in infamy? Something like that. Today is a day.
I have no idea. I'm not the right person to ask. You know me.
Yeah.
Never heard of any quote ever. Listen, guys, that's Spencer. I'm Caitlin. We're at U Sports. We've got a lot to talk about today.
And unfortunately, I was out of town. Otherwise, we would have had like an emergency up for you. We even thought about doing like a Twitter space just so like we could chat about it, but then we wouldn't be able to talk about it here. And luckily for you, some more trades happened this morning, but I mean, the main topic of this episode is gonna be about
the trade. I think it can go down as the trade.
Have you seen The Hunger Games, Caitlin?
Uh-uh.
You've never seen
that? Are they the ones that go like this?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Scouts honor. I don't know.
Well, or maybe it's this. I don't know. But there's like a theme song that plays because in The Hunger Games, like basically people die each day, like in The Hunger Games. And at the end of the day,
I love that.
they play like a song and they have their, they have their, like the faces of the people who died in the
stop.
I just picture Luca in his Mavericks uniform.
This is me picturing him.
Y'all.
Should I salute? I feel like it. I don't really know. Guys, if you don't know,
Luka
Doncic is a Laker. Everyone knows. Luka Doncic is a Laker. Ew. Did you hear the 76ers chanting, "Where's Luka?" to the Mavs when they played him yesterday?
No.
Yeah.
They're in mourning.
I know. The whole stadium.
My laptop off.
Careful,
I have
ma'am.
To. Yeah. I have to whole tell stadium. Y'all. This is how we found out. We'd love to know where you were when you found out. Please tell me if you were sleeping. Because
it was so late at night. I forgot.
The trade was announced. Okay, I have it at 10:30. Western time. It was like 12:15 and I was in Florida, so I was on the East Coast. So I'm literally in bed, chilling. You know, Caitlin sends me a tweet. Breaking, the Dallas Mavericks are trading Luka Doncic, Maxi Kleba, and Markieff Morris to the Los Angeles Lakers for Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and a 2029 first round pick, sources tell ESPN. Caitlin says, oh my God. Spencer says, and this, I literally saw this instant. Like she texted me, I was like on it. And I literally said,
she responded right away.
I said, no, they are not. And then I said, LOL, no, they are not. And then I said, no, separate they slash are not. And I said, what? There's literally just no way. Kyrie's old and like they already have three players that play AD's position. I'm so confused. No, this has to be a scam. Someone hacked him. And then Shams said, no, I did not get hacked.
He multiple times had to come out and be like, this is real. This is legit.
Like, Nico Harrison, imagine concocting a trade so bad that everyone assumed that someone had been hacked before they believed that anyone would ever do this trade.
Ever do that. Literally ever. Nico Harrison, like there's going to be an episode of America's Most Wanted and it's just going to be him. It's going to be focused around this man.
I think about this trade, y'all. I have not stopped thinking about it. It plagues my mind. Like,
we're 10 not even times Mavs fans.
Yes, I like literally not even a Dallas Mavericks fan. I cannot get over this trade because what in the actual frick were we thinking here?
Like genuinely, and you know what? We're going to start. Or I'm going to just start like at the beginning here because I'm going to start why Nico says that he was traded because there are all sorts. Nico Harrison is the Dallas Mavericks GM. Everyone knows his name by now, and it's not a good one. Everyone's very mad to know his name. But so he trades this man in the middle of the night. No one that was a part of the trade knew. Anthony Davis had no idea. Max Christie had no idea. Luka Doncic had no idea. Markieff Morris. And who was the last guy?
LeBron didn't even know.
Yeah, LeBron didn't know. Like
Maxi Kleba or whatever his name is.
Thank you. Yes, Maxi. Yes. Yes. And so no one knew. No one in this trade knew that it was happening. No one even knew that there were talks about this trade happening. Like it was literally out of nowhere in the middle of the night. And Luca was sleeping or about to be asleep when
he
found out.
Yeah, he was almost asleep.
Yeah. And so he obviously was awoken to the fact that the team that he was supposed to play for the rest of his career traded him to the Los Angeles Lakers for Anthony Davis.
And first round pick.
Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and a first round pick. I'm like
a 25-year-old who at 24 took his fifth seed to the finals, the Western Conference Finals, and then the finals. He's a 5-time first all NBA first team.
Yes, averaging 39-9 last year and this year 38-8.
He has already achieved things that even Steph doesn't have and even Jokic doesn't have. Like his pedigree before he even came to the draft is insane.
He has had a 27-point triple-double at halftime before. Like, my guy is incredible. And we talk about this all the time. Someone came for us because we said that Luka's a ball hog like way back when. Bless your beautiful soul.
Thank you.
Okay. And here's the thing. Us saying that Luka's a ball hog is not necessarily a bad thing because he's genuinely one of the
best.
He's
a ball dominant player and one of the
exactly.
best.
Exactly. Yes.
The best probably when he's playing offensive player in the league.
Yes, and probably one of the best offensive players that I've seen in a very, very, very long time. I mean, this guy's insane. He's accurate. He's a fantastic passer. I mean, and he's 25 years old. He's the guy that you drafted. He's the guy that you created your entire roster around. And, like, Dallas has, like, a Luka Doncic day. And Luka, you know, works with so many people and what's it called? Nonprofits in the community and things like that. Like Luka is Dallas. Luka is the Dallas Mavericks. I know. And I just like every like 10 minutes, I literally just think to myself, I'm like, Luka's a Laker.
And the thing is no one knew why yet. Like nothing came out. Like basically it just came out that the trade was happening and then the details started spilling out.
So
it starts coming out that, well, Luka's pushing 270 and concerns about Luka's drinking and his weight and staying healthy. So you trade for Anthony Davis.
You literally traded for the guy who has a nickname that is street clothes because he's so injury prone. What do you mean? Got health and conditioning.
He got tapped in the eye and was out for like a month last season.
Yes. And I just like, I want to say that like, this is no like hate on Anthony Davis. This is hate on Nico Harrison for using this crap excuse that it's Luka's health and then they go pick up someone that is injury prone.
Why are on the way out? First of all, you trade the guy that just led you. Like, he's the reason they beat OKC. Okay. Like,
yes. And he went to the finals.
And on the way out, after you know, just trade him without even like, no even assumptions. Now you're calling him fat. Now you keep like every day there's a new thing about them calling him fat. Okay. It's
and
the way that Luka
going.
They keep going. It's the way that Luka got traded for being fat before Zion. Insanity. Insanity to me.
Be so
crazy.
For real.
And it came out yesterday.
Too,
oh, sorry.
You're totally fine. I was just gonna say we're Nuggets fans. So you can hop off the Chubby King hatred.
Yeah.
Okay. We have our own
we
Chubby
love our
King.
Big kings.
And
we love our big fella.
They are kings nonetheless. And I'm sorry, Luka Doncic could be 350 pounds, just like absolutely slamming beers as he goes down the court.
If you're scoring 30, I don't care.
Yes. If you're literally scoring, like if you're literally averaging 39 and 9. Yes. Couldn't care less. Are you smoking meth on the court on the side? I don't even care. Sorry, you're putting up those numbers? What? Like, the whole thing makes no sense to me. Like, I'm still so confused. And obviously, Mavs fans are, like, distraught about this.
And then it came out that the wrist injury that he was out for 11 days was so he could lose weight.
Dude, that one is, like, when
Do
I
you
heard
think him
about
sitting
that,
on the bench and not running up and down a court for 45 minutes?
Is what? Not going to help him.
And how much weight do you think he's going to lose in 11 days?
Literally. And I'm sorry, but we watched this guy put up 73 points in one game. That thing's pretty conditioned to me to put up 73 points in a like legitimate basketball game. Like I was joking around the day after he got traded and I went out to my basketball hoop and I put up 73 points. Like I shot the basketball until I hit 73 points. And I'm like, after that, I was tired. I'm like, that's like 36 shots that you have to make. And like, that's a lot of shooting over and over and over again. And I was just sitting there shooting. This guy is running up and down the court playing defense on the other end. I don't want to hear any defensive jokes right now. Okay. Playing defense on the other end, still, you know, passing and being a part of the game on the offensive end as well when he wasn't scoring. And it's like, how is that? You're mad that he's slamming a beer after? Oh, be for real.
He's literally not even at his peak. Like he has not hit his peak yet. And you chose, this was the decision was we either bet on Luka or we bet on his, him not conditioning. So you're betting against, you either bet on Luka or bet against Luka. Me. I'm not betting against Luka.
I'm going to bet on Luka every time. 10 times
every
out of
time.
10.
So, like, and the thing is, even if that was a concern, and apparently GMs all around the league are mad, is because no one knew Luka was on the table, because why would Luka be on the table, you know? Yep. They purposefully went to the Lakers. It's all very suspicious. Purposefully mm-hmm. went to the Lakers and kept it hush hush and like only to get Anthony Davis. Like, because defense wins championships, you have plenty of defense. Well, in my opinion, and I'm not saying Anthony Davis hurts them, but
no,
like you get rid of Luka. Like it's just for why?
Yeah, the whole thing, and that's one of the other things that makes me mad, because I was saying, I'm like, not only did you just like uproot this man and his entire life after he just had bought mid-season. A house, a $15 million house mid-season, this guy was about to sign a Supermax extension and like all this stuff, which like the trade made him ineligible for said Supermax extension now. So they literally just screwed him out of $100 million.
$100 million.
Yeah. And so I'm like, not only did you uproot this man's entire life? Like, this guy was attached to the city, to the fans. Like, this was someone like a Steph Curry. Like, if 10 years ago, you know, Steph Curry just like won his championship, or like they lost against the Cavs and their three and like when they, yeah, when like, they blew their 3-1 lead, they literally were like, Steph Curry, see you later, man. We don't need you. Like, it's, we prefer not to. Like, it's crazy. Like, this is someone that literally was supposed to be a Maverick for life. He was supposed to be like their next Dirk Nowitzki. And so you up and trade him. And he has literally a brand new baby, less than a year old, a wife, a house that they just bought, and this whole, like, just this whole life here. And then you go and call him fat and, like, a defensive liability on the way out.
You know, when Jokic is a defensive liability a lot recently, okay? Not always. You know, when he locks in, he locks in. I would say in playoffs, he's not. Regular season, he can't be, okay? Yes. You don't, and you know what? Sometimes he does look a little chubby, and he calls himself, he said, they don't want to bet on the fat boy, okay?
Yep.
And I say Calvin Booth, our GM, is stupid a lot, but he's not Nico Harrison stupid. Do you know how hard it is to compete for being and win being the worst GM in Dallas when Jerry Jones exists?
Dude, I'm like, I'm sorry. Who are these Dallas GMs and why are they continuously allowed to absolutely annihilate these Dallas franchises?
And it's like, again, Anthony Davis has been incredible this year. He's an incredible player, but he is older.
This is a career year for him.
You know, he's like 30, you know, so he, again, yeah. Kyrie's older. So that's why the move, like, you're treating your 25-year-old phenom for another guy that also is injured. Like, it's not like Anthony Davis plays every single game each season. It just makes no sense. And for them to go specifically so no one could, it's so fishy. And I know, like, I hate getting into the conspiracy theories, like, with Adam Silver trying to, you know, like, fix the ratings. But it really seems like that because what was this? And now Luka's on a win now team. Gets traded to, you know, the Lakers are obviously knew that this was a long-term trade, hopefully, that they're hoping that Luka will be the face of their franchise. They don't have a center right now. Of course, we have the trade deadline until tomorrow at, you know, like 3 p.m. or whatnot. But they don't even have they don't have a center. So,
yeah.
And Luka's not playing right now, and neither is Anthony Davis.
Yep. So yeah. Both of their injuries are like set to be healed and they're supposed to come back from them within like the next week, which is fine. All is good and dandy. But like, you're so right. If we're like, if we just get into like the basketball portion of it, because we all know that like the loyalty and like emotional human side of things, this trade is disgusting, in my opinion. Disgusting. Uh-oh. Like,
well, they keep bashing the poor man. On thank his way you. Out yes. after everything like, he did.
Can you? Thank you. You know what? And I'm just, it's so sad to me.
If Miami Heat came out and started talking shit about Jimmy Butler for the next month, I wouldn't blame him in the slightest. Okay.
Yeah.
But Luka's done nothing. He's loyal to the city and loyal to the fans. And he's literally the best player that franchise has probably ever gotten. You know, you have Dirk Nowitzki, but Luka has already exceeded what Dirk has done, you know, at the same age. So, you know, I'm banking on the fact that Luka's going to, you know, be one of the, you know, top 15, top 10 players of all time. He's one of the three best basketball players literally in the world right now. Yeah. So I literally can't understand.
And I think it was just so frustrating for me because, like, not only has he taken them to the playoffs year after year already, last year they went to the finals. And now you're sitting there saying that like defense wins championships and blah, blah, blah. Like this is a win now trade, which like that's fine. But like I never, ever, ever would have imagined a win now trade for the Mavericks that didn't include Luke. Yeah. Just like a trade or like a team for the Mavericks that they want to win the championship that didn't include Luka. Like Luka is the Mavericks to me. Like, if I were the Mavericks, I'd be like, how can we make a trade to win now with Luka? And they still could have done it. Like, I feel like they could have found a different way. And like, just to not give Luka the opportunity makes me really sad. Like, it genuinely is so dumb. And like I said, going back to the basketball part of things, because we all know the human part is disgusting. But the basketball side of things, like, you're so right. The Lakers are missing an entire front court. I literally said when I was talking about the trade, I was like, they literally have a Charlie Brown tree looking ass front court now. Like, they don't have anyone. AD was already a four playing a five, saying he wanted to play the four. And now you have Jackson Hayes and Dorian Finney-Smith and like Rui Hachimura as like your...
Yeah, there's nothing funnier than Lakers fans being like, Nuggets aren't doing anything on us now that we got Luka. I'm like, oh yeah, because Jokic and Jackson Hayes is going to be a battle.
Right? And I'm like, Jackson Hayes is good, but like, he's not AD. AD is literally a, as we've seen in the past several years, he's a top 75 player. Yeah. You know, he went and won a championship with the Lakers, you know, the bubble year. And he's having a career year offensively and defensively. This guy is a menace. He's having an insane year. And the Lakers lose that for more offense, which is fine. Again, Luka's incredible. Luka and LeBron are going to be incredible. But now the Lakers leave this giant hole in the front court. And then you have the Mavs, who lose their entire identity. Like, but I mean, like, fans, and I think that Kyrie...
And they're losing hundreds, thousands of fans, like thousands of fans.
They're giving refunds to all the people who are returning their season tickets or canceling their season tickets,
which is actually insane.
Yeah.
There Has are that tons ever been done before? Are, I doubt it.
I have no idea. But I mean, that's like literally how pissed the fan base is. And obviously, like, there are people, because again, not only is the human aspect insane, but like, the basketball aspect is also insane. This is one of the best players in the world that you had for a lifetime. You had for his career if you wanted it. He wanted to be there. And to throw away one of the best talents.
Well, to me, and it's also like the implications across the league now, because if you haven't noticed, like, obviously every player has been asked about it and every player has talked about it. Now, you know, you want players to be team oriented, but when you do something like this, now it just makes it even worse. Like, I can't imagine, like, all of the players are talking about how, like, no one's safe clear if Luka's not safe. So it's like, why is that going to give any incentives for anyone on the team to do anything but look out for themselves? Because clearly there's no loyalty. Like, after all, that's, you know, that's like what we said. It's like us trading Jokic for Anthony Davis. Like, I don't think I could be a fan of the front. Like, I don't know how you stay a fan of the franchise, like, after doing that to someone that, again, isn't like doing a Jimmy Butler and, you know, being a little brat. Like, Luka didn't want to go.
Yeah, it's the whole thing is so gross to me. And I'm going to read the full trade details too, because we have to mention the Jazz in this. So the Lakers got Luka Doncic, Maxi Kleba, and Markieff Morris. The Mavericks got Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and a 2029 LA Lakers first round pick. And then the Jazz got Jalen Hood-Schifino, 2025 Clippers second round, and a 2025 Mavericks second round. And apparently the Jazz came in because they were just facilitators in this. The Jazz were essentially like,
they always are
providing. Yeah. Right.
They were essentially in there.
So true. Yeah. It's always the crappy teams that are in here to like help facilitate and take crappy players or like crappy contracts and
take random picks.
Yeah, exactly. And so the Jazz GM came out and said that he had no idea that he was helping facilitate this trade. He knew that he was helping facilitate a trade between the teams. He had no idea it was Luka for AD. And I'm like, I wonder if that would have changed his mind. Like, I wonder if he would have opted out and been like, that's unethical. I'm backing out of this. Like, You know what I'm saying?
Literally.
That's the way that he sounded when he was talking about it. When people asked him, like, did you know that you were doing it? He's like, I had no idea.
I still can't believe that there was only one first round pick in that, like, at this day. Like, and it's literally because Rob Pelinka apparently gaslit Nico Harrison and told him, well, we don't even know if Luca's going to want to be here in a couple years.
Yeah, if you're concerned about his conditioning. Yeah, and if you're concerned about his conditioning, like, why would we not get one?
You let this man manipulate you for Luca when he's still going to have Luca for two seasons or one and a half?
Yeah.
That leads me to my question. So I'm sure most people do know this, is that Luca, you know, he's losing the Supermax, you know, eligibility.
Yeah.
But he's also... his contract will be up. I think he will only have to play the full of next season, right?
Yeah, through 2026.
And then his contract,
I think, is
through 2026, and then his contract's up. Do you think, what, like, as of right now, do you think Luka will stay with the Lakers now that he's,
in this very moment, before I've ever even seen them play together, see how he does with the team and stuff like that, I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say that he would probably stay because I don't think he wants to be a superstar that keeps hopping around. And he did always say that it was always either like L.A. or Miami. Like, if he ever ended up anywhere else, he never wanted to end up anywhere else. But if he ever did, he wanted to end up in L.A. or Miami. And, you know, he's talked about like how he really wishes that like Kobe and Gigi could be there to see this moment because he really looked up to Kobe. He was, you know, someone that, loved him and modeled, you know, a lot of himself as a player through him. And
well, it was a big deal because he got Kobe, like everyone talks about it, like basketball players, they're like, if you got Kobe to like come to a basketball game to watch, you know, like after he had retired or whatever, like that's a big deal. And Luka was like one of the only guys that got him out, like to watch him. Like,
I know.
He was,
and that's
so
like,
impressed by him.
And as he should be, because I mean, Luka's an incredible player. And so, I mean, for me, I'm going to say, at least as of right now, before I know anything else, I just obviously know that he's here and we have no idea how long LeBron is going to play. So I can't really base it off of how he does with LeBron. But I would say, that he probably does stay. I mean, as disgusting as it is, I hate seeing his name on yellow. It's so weird. I
just
think
hate
that
the Lakers,
probably
man.
Will. Yeah. And like, you know, the Lakers, like Rob Pelinka said that like, because one of the things was that Nico Harrison had like taken all of Luka's medical staff off the team, off of the Mavs team and everything like that. They were these people that Luka had for like health and nutrition and all this stuff. And he took all of them off the team. I swear to God, he's just being petty. He's literally just doing this to be an asshole. And I don't know why. I feel like there's more to the story. Everyone keeps saying that. But Rob Pelinka did say that all of Luka's health and nutrition staff and everything like that will be a part of the Lakers organization. They're going to welcome them all. They're, you know, I feel like they're really doing a lot to make Luka feel comfortable. I mean, the Lakers are stoked because, I mean, if you're the Lakers and you just get a call from Nico Harrison and they're like, do you want Luka Doncic? Yes. What do you want?
It's so annoying because we were so close to the Lakers finally about to be irrelevant. Like,
I know.
We're this close.
I know.
You get Kobe, you have and then there's like a little gap. Then you get LeBron. And then you literally get they come to you and offer
handed
you
on a silver platter.
You only Luka Doncic. Be so fucking expeditiously for real.
Insane.
I just feel like I feel so bad for the fans because again, like when I tell you if the Nuggets had ever traded Nikola Jokic, I don't think I would watch the NBA ever again.
I would lose it. Yeah.
I couldn't. So I don't know how they are. I know they're grieving. We have a lot of Mavs friends. My heart goes out to you. The reason I asked too about if he re-signs with the Lakers.
What do you think?
They just had asked before. They had asked last year, like, Jokic, you know, are you and Luka ever going to play together? Because, you know, they're besties. Mm. And Jokic had said last year, he said, I love the Nuggets. I never want to leave the Nuggets. But if the Mavs piss Luka off, then he can come here. So that's why I'm like, the Mavs have definitely, I think, pissed him off.
If
I would say
they maybe hurt his feelings just a little bit. Just
I would say they're not it's like they literally cut him with glass and then they're like, here's some lemon juice, here's some salt.
Literally. By the way, you're fat and suck at defense.
Yeah, by the way, Tubster, get out of here. Yeah, it's wild. I'm like, I can't, can we just stop calling the man fat? Like, geez, like every day there's something new. Some other way of calling him fat. I'm like, are y'all literally done? Like, are you done?
No, they continually just like keep offending him and they won't stop. And I'm like, you don't have to keep saying these things. It happened.
It's very clear, I think, in my opinion, though, that like Nico Harrison, like, understood that there would be backlash, but I don't think he thought it was going to be this bad. So he's like trying to like almost like justify and like make himself feel better by, you know, like posting more and more details. But like everyone else is like, I'd still have Luka literally hobbling down the court 350 pounds. You don't understand.
Roll him down the court like the ball, baby. I don't care if he's going to score. Don't care. Yeah. It's wild.
I mean, it's obviously we have to wait and see who really won this trade to, you know, to see what does happen with Luka and what does happen. Like now you do. I mean, I as a Nuggets fan, I do think the Mavs suck now as a matchup. We struggle when there's multiple, you know, the Mavs are just collecting like no one on their team is under like 6'9" now. I do think this like makes like I don't think it. I don't even know how to describe it. Like, I don't think it makes their team really bad. It just makes them different. Like, it's, you know, you took a
totally
vital piece to your offense and a vital piece to your team chemistry, and you're inserting, you know, a completely different role. You know, like, you didn't trade, you know, like, a Jamal Murray for a De'Aaron Fox. Like, you traded, you know, your point guard for a four/five. So it's just, and then they, I guess you were probably going to talk about, they picked up yesterday Caleb Martin, who's also a four. So I'm like, how?
Well, and they traded away another guard for the four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I just I don't understand because, I mean, obviously they got rid of Maxey and Markieff Morris after they did this insane trade and traded Luka. They then traded Quentin Grimes, and I have a screenshot to the 70, of that trade too.
76ers yesterday.
Yep, it says the Philadelphia 76ers are trading Caleb Martin to the Dallas Mavericks for Quentin Grimes. And Quentin Grimes had like recently been playing really well for them while Luka was out because he's been kind of filling in like that second guard spot as Kyrie has been the true point guard, number one.
I thought
on
it was
guy.
Really weird that they just acquired another four when you just got That's Anthony Davis saying. And you have PJ Washington like, already. Like, I feel like your
and
depth
you
is
just
good there.
Traded away. Yes. And you just traded away Luka, who's obviously like your point guard. And then you trade away another guard for another four. I'm wondering if Caleb Martin is going to be used in another trade somehow. I don't know if they're going to continue.
I literally don't know how they didn't get more first round picks for giving up Luka, because now, like, I know that they're like, we're in win now mode. Okay. But now, you know, Anthony Davis is old. Kyrie Irving, you know, who knows how many like more seasons he's going to play. What, he's like 35. Yep.
Yes.
So what are you, what's the plan here?
I know I'm pulling up Quentin Grimes. Cause like, so he, these are his like last few games that he's played. Obviously, he didn't play yesterday. It was so sad. So the Mavs played the 76ers yesterday, and obviously they traded Quentin Grimes for Caleb Martin. So Mavs and 76ers trade. So literally he got traded while they were traveling to Philadelphia. Quentin Grimes did. And then he shows up.
Sorry, you're not getting on the plane ride back, buddy.
No, literally, he showed up and they have a video of him like just giving like Spencer Dinwiddie like a head nod and then shaking hands with 76er staff and just going straight back with 76er staff.
Yesterday? Like,
yes. Like he just before the game. The and then... Yes, he traveled and then literally got traded while he was traveling and then just showed up at the gym and went over to the 76er side. But this was like his recent games for them. 11 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists and a block, 17 points, 1 rebound, 3 steals, shooting 75%, 9 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 20 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 9.1 rebound, 3 assists. Like he's just been like a good like help next to Kyrie. Some games obviously better than others, but he's really like shown up when they needed him. And then, and they just got him this year. And so, yeah. So for them to just be like, hey,
bye-bye.
We're going to trade you for an injured power forward, by the way, you've been really helpful, but we're going to take this injured power forward and we're going to take him for you.
They're collecting injured power forwards. Like they're going out of style.
Love that for them. I love that for them. It's just it's negligence is what it is.
I feel like Nico Harrison absolutely needs to be fired for negligence for sure.
Yeah, it's actual insanity. So I mean that. All right. I got nothing else. I mean, but wait, besides the fact that Max Christie actually had a fantastic first game and it was really nice to see him do so well. I don't know if you had a chance to watch a little bit of him play yesterday.
No, I was gonna get into the next biggest trade that happened.
I know. Yes, let me tell you how Mr. Max Christie did, and then we'll slide on over to that. He yesterday in this first game with the Dallas Mavericks, he played 32 minutes, and he had 15 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal, and shot 62%. And he just looked really good with the team. He fit in really well with them. Obviously, he's probably the guard. You know, that they, yeah, that's probably why they the loss, kicked out Quentin Grimes.
They did lose to the 76ers.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's valid. They also still have, you know, some injured guys and, you know, Derek Lively isn't playing or anything like that. But, and PJ Washington didn't play either. But like, as a whole, I don't know if you saw the end of that game. It was so bad. They literally lost on a turnover. They turned the ball over on the inbound and lost the game. It was very sad. They had the ball.
Can we talk about, well, we can't, and we don't need to talk about it because we do need to talk about the trade, but can we just mention that D'Angelo Russell hit the game winner basically, essentially, against the Houston Rockets?
It was the game winner. The Nets, the Brooklyn Nets were playing the Houston Rockets and the Brooklyn Nets won, and a very crazy last like 7 seconds of the game. They were literally down 4 and they ended up getting multiple steals. They ended up nailing multiple shots. D'Angelo Russell shot like shit the entire game.
Sounds like
him.
And
then makes his third shot of the game as the game winner.
Does not sound like him.
For real. Right? Literally, I was like, is he for real right now? Like, I think literally everyone in Brooklyn was like, like, did he, like, he's the one shooting that ball 3 feet behind the 3-point line. And then he drained it and everyone lost it. It was so dope.
I feel like moving on to the next trade that came out, you know, a couple days ago, I feel like it's not shock. Everyone was like, oh, he's going, but like, I wasn't shocked at all because I kept hearing that De'Aaron Fox was going to the Spurs. So,
I was more so shocked about Zach LaVine.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there was another 3-team trade between the Spurs, the Kings, and the Bulls. So the Spurs got De'Aaron Fox and Jordan McLaughlin. The Kings got Zach LaVine, City Sissoko.
Yep.
Okay. 3 first round picks, more picks than Luka. Interesting. Anyway, three first rounders.
Crazy.
3 first round picks and 3 second round picks. Bulls acquired hopes and dreams and a bag of air. They got Zach Collins, Trey Jones, Kevin Herter.
Thoughts and prayers.
their own 2025 pick via the Spurs. So now we have Zach LaVine back in Sacramento with DeMar, and he posted a like pic of them together, which was cute. Cause I was like, I didn't know, really, I don't pay attention like enough to Zach LaVine. I was like, I didn't know if they were cool or not. I was like, do they even like each other? Like, and they have to play together again. So he's excited. He was like, I think he posted with like Reunited or something. And now De'Aaron Fox is going to be paired with Wemby. Good for De'Aaron Fox. He has been trapped in like the sunken place in Sacramento Kings. I'm sorry, but it feels like there's a curse on Sacramento where they can never be above average. Like, well, they're like above average, but they're never elite, I guess is a good way to put it. Like, it seems like they're stuck, and I don't think
they're good, but they're never great. They're never good enough to move past like the next level.
And I feel like I don't know how, because again, you have like DeMontis Sabonis, you have such good pieces. So I feel really bad. And I'm actually, so good on you, De'Aaron Fox, for getting the F out of there. I am now a little bit scared of the Spurs. A little bit.
I'm like a little bit all the way scared of the Spurs, because I actually love the idea of De'Aaron Fox with Wemby. The whole...
It might be the best pick and roll action in the entire NBA.
Easy peasy, literally. I mean, and I'm going to have to look to see what the Spurs... De'Aaron Fox is making his debut today with the Spurs, so I'm really excited to see that. Yeah. I'm going to be really curious to see what the Spurs starting lineup looks like, because obviously you have Chris Paul, and let's all remember that Chris Paul is 39. And so my thought is that Chris Paul is probably just going to retire after this year, and that's why they weren't worried about like trading him off. If that makes sense, like just being a good veteran 100%. Presence for the rest of the season. And, you know, he's still playing really well. He's still in shape and everything like that. So,
he's but not I'm curious scoring how they're well, starting. But he is assisting well.
Well, exactly. He's doing what Chris Paul does best, which is be a passer and a facilitator. He reminds me a lot of like a Tyus Jones. Like, he's not there to score. He can score if you really need him to, or if you want him to like try to score, but he's really there to be a facilitator and a true point guard, you know, making stuff happen. And he's great at that. And he's a great basketball mind. So I think, like, do you think that De'Aaron Fox is gonna be the primary ball handler with a guy like Chris Paul? Like, I feel like De'Aaron Fox will probably be like a shooting guard that can pass, because I feel like De'Aaron Fox is a much bigger scorer than...
I just assume Chris Paul's going to the bench.
You think so? He could. Yeah. And that could be a real thing. Cause then, I mean, like, and that was like my next question was then, like, you also have Stephon Castle, and obviously Stephon Castle has been playing amazing. He's just a rookie this year. But he, you know, he's been kind of coming up and learning behind Chris Paul. Yeah. And he's been amazing there. And so I'm wondering, like, is Stephon Castle then also going to kind of, like, be on the bench and coming up behind? Like, I don't know how their starting lineup is going to look. So I'm going to be intrigued to see kind of just what everyone's true positions are going to be with
De'Aaron
Fox. They
have him listed as San Antonio Spurs point guard currently.
Okay, cool. De'Aaron Fox's?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
ESPN has him listed as the Spurs point guard.
That's crazy. Do you want to know something kind of wild? This is so random, but it's about the trades. When everything was happening and they traded Quentin Grimes to Caleb Martin, on the Real app, the trade happened immediately. Like, I was in the Mavs 76ers game and stuff like that in the Real app, and I was going to click on one of the players. Because I was like, hasn't Caleb Martin been out for weeks? And so I was going to find Caleb Martin, and I couldn't find him on the 76ers. And I go over to the Mavs roster, and he was already on the Mavs, like moved to the Mavs roster on the Real app. I was like, you guys are little speed demons. But yeah, either way, regardless of how they set this up, regardless of whether Chris Paul comes off the bench or whatever happens, and what Stephon Castle does, I'm really excited for like a future for the Spurs with De'Aaron Fox and Stephon Castle having Wemby to kind of be that guy for them. Like, it's a little bit insane, I'm not going to lie. But they did lose Zach Collins, which is a little bit of, you know, defense for them. And so that sucks. But, you know, when you have Wemby just standing there above the rim like this, blocking every shot.
Well, he mainly hangs out on the perimeter. So
Well, that too. But, you know, he also gets games with 10 blocks. So it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter where he is. His arm just stretches and blocks
no,
the ball.
No, I swear. He's like the male version of Elastawoman or Elastigirl.
It's insane. But so I'm excited for the Spurs. I don't know how the Kings are going to look with Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, and DeMontis Sabonis.
Yeah, same shit, different team. I don't know. I think, again, they're just still going to be a mid to okay team.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, I don't know if it's maybe that they
I'd be in hell there, because there's nothing more annoying than, like, you know, Wizards, you know you're bad. So it's just exciting if you win games. And
so
then,
true.
You know, on the opposite end of the spectrum, if you're really good and you're losing, like, that sucks too. But I don't think there's anything worse than being stuck in purgatory and being stuck in eternally getting people and thinking you're going to be better and you're not.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, I don't know what it is. And maybe it's coaching. Maybe it's front office. I don't really know what it is. But, like, on paper, for so many years, they look good. On paper, they look like an amazing team. So I just, like, I don't know why they can't put that together. I don't know if it's coaching. I don't know if they just, if they need something different. If they just need, like, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know, team chemistry or whatever that may be. But on paper, they should be great. So I'll be really interested to see how Zach LaVine does being back with being back with DeMar DeRozan and being on this team with DeMontis Sabonis and kind of how that looks for him. But maybe Kevin Huerter will get his shot back with the Bulls.
I don't know. The poor Bulls. I would hate to be a Bulls fan. I mean, you had your run years and years and years and years and years ago.
And then years and years and years.
And now you're just in an eternal rebuild, it looks like. Moving on to probably the most exciting news for our Wizards fans. Kyle Kuzma is out of there. He's gone. He's gone.
Guys, I almost wore my Wizards shirt today to celebrate, but I decided to manifest a KD to Warriors trade instead. That's why I'm wearing my KD jersey, hoping that he gets traded back to the Warriors like a psychopath. But guys, when I saw that Kyle Kuzma was traded, I might have shed a tear. I maybe shed a happy tear.
We have been saying that Kyle Kuzma needs to be traded since the dawn of time, since Nam. And finally they did it. He is going to the Bucks. And the Bucks have lost Chris Middleton to the Wizards, which he was a part of their, you know, championship team. And all of them are really, really sad about it. All the Bucks fans. Another kind of mean trade.
Yeah, Chris Middleton was just like I don't know. When I think of the Bucks, like, I think of Chris Middleton and Giannis, and I think of, you know, like Brooke Lopez and all that stuff. But losing Chris Middleton is very sad. I'm going to be really interested to see where Chris Middleton ends up, because they did say that Chris Middleton will likely be traded from the Wizards to someone else within the next day. They said that he's probably going to be utilized in another trade, because, like, my whole thing was that, like, I think that they were using Chris Middleton as a way to get Kyle Kuzma out. Bucks were happy taking in Kyle Kuzma. Because if you don't know, a couple of weeks ago, or maybe even just like a little bit over a week ago, Kyle Kuzma essentially had a really good game. After the game, they were like, what'd you do? Like, what'd you do different? And he pretty much came out and said, I'm done playing in this system. I'm not here to let people develop. I don't want to be in this system. I'm not going to be a part of this. And basically just said, F the entire team. I'm playing my game. And, like, you're on a rebuilding team. And last year he had the chance to go to Dallas, and he chose to stay. Yeah. And he chose to stay on a rebuilding team. And then this year he all of a sudden isn't for letting people develop. He doesn't want to let kids develop. He doesn't want to play in this system. He doesn't want to play their game. I'm like, you're good. I'm like, you had a choice, my guy.
He sucks.
Loser. Literally. And so him being traded is fantastic for me. I am so happy he's not on the team anymore. I, like, sorry, no offense, maybe a little bit offense, but I'm very happy. all of the offense, because he literally, there's like statistics of the Wizards young guys, because the Wizards in this trade, by the way, they also got AJ Johnson, who is from the Bucks, and I think they plan on keeping AJ Johnson. The Wizards now have four 2024 first round picks on their team. Like I said, as long as they plan on keeping AJ Johnson, they have Alex Sarr, which is the number 2 pick, Bub Carrington, the number 14 pick, AJ Johnson, the number 23 pick, and then 2024, the 24th pick, Keyshawn George. And I'm like, that's four first rounders on your team now. And then they were saying that they're thinking about moving Chris Middleton. They said that there's like a large likelihood that he's going to be utilized for another trade. So I'll be really interested to see kind of like who they end up getting for him and how that ends up looking for them. But Kyle Kuzma is off the team, and that's genuinely all I care about.
Yeah, I think the only thing, like the only big trades that everyone's kind of waiting and assuming are going to happen now is going to be for KD to be sent to the Warriors and Jimmy Butler to be sent to Phoenix. Does Jimmy Butler want to be in Phoenix without KD? Probably not. I don't know why any team would want Jimmy Butler after all of his shenanigans, but I guess Phoenix is desperate.
Yeah, I think that Phoenix and the Warriors are desperate. And so I'm going to be really interested. I mean, we're going to be probably filming again on Friday. Hopefully we have something very exciting to tell you. But I mean, at this point, like the Warriors have done nothing. They've been looking at, monitoring, making calls, interested in, wanting. They've been doing all of that. Not a single thing has come from it. Someone did say, though, that if the Warriors want to use Buddy Hield, Dennis Schroeder, all, like those kinds of guys, that they had to wait until today to do a trade, that they could not utilize them until today for a trade. And I don't know why or what that means. I don't know if it's like, you know, a product of using people that you just picked up. You know, I don't know what that is, but that's kind of, I guess, what they're waiting on. But like, literally knowing my luck, Jimmy Butler is going to stay in Miami and sit on his butt and whine. Like, did you hear that? Jimmy Butler's camp literally said that if the Miami Heat will have him, he's ready to stop all of this and put it behind them and move on. I'm like, Jimmy, honey, you've dug your hole. You have dug your grave, my dear.
Because he wants to go to Phoenix, but with KD. But Phoenix can't have him, I don't think, with KD.
Yeah, the whole thing is insane. I don't think that they can have him with KD either. I just don't think that that's like the way the contracts are working out. I think that they're going to do, seems like a multi-team trade. So we'll see how it ends up panning out, if they end up even doing it. But I was saying earlier that Jimmy Butler is going to end up like staying in Miami and pretending nothing happened. And the Warriors are going to end up like trading James Wiseman back to their team and giving it a second go with him.
Who knows? I would love to know by the end of today.
Me too. And I'll be watching, waiting, commiserating.
I mean, there's no way Jimmy's staying in Miami. They're not going to keep him, but it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I'm just waiting for the official post that the deal has been done.
Oh yeah. And I'm very intrigued, like I said, to see kind of who gets utilized, what teams are in here. Cause obviously, as we've seen, the Bulls and the Jazz are just kind of facilitating teams. Like, they're literally just taking on everyone's random contracts, random players, and second round type picks, which we all know that they're going to end up flipping for better players as they continue to grow and build over the years. But the whole thing is just, it's very interesting. So I'm intrigued. Well, then I'm so excited about this trade deadline. I always say that I love the drama, and I'm living for it. A little stressed now, but I'm having lots of fun. Okay.
I'm not living for this Luka trade. I feel like it's been a personal attack on me, and I'm not even a Mavs fan.
But follow us on all of our socials so that you can live react to all this exciting shit with us as it continues to go down. Obviously, trade deadline is tomorrow at 3 p.m., whatever standard time. Don't know which standard time it is, but it's one of them. You can follow us on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. Obviously, if you haven't already, you should be liking, subscribing, commenting, telling us how much you love us. Just kidding. But tell us like your favorite trade, your least favorite trade, what you think about the trade so far. If you think anyone else is going to get traded, we want to know all your thoughts on the trade deadline and kind of how that's going.
And how sad you are that Luka is a Laker.
Luka's a Laker. I can't. I keep like literally every 10 minutes, I'm like, Luka's a Laker.
I don't accept that. I don't receive that energy.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
I can't. But, I am not taking it in.
But we love you guys. We're so thankful Force for field. You. Thanks for being here. I was out of town. That's why it's been a while since we've been here. But we will update you guys soon, especially once all of this shenanigans comes to a close.
I can't wait. Thanks for being here. We are so happy to be here. So happy to have you guys here. And we will see you later this week, probably.
Bye.